Welcome to Weight Loss And, where we delve into the world of weight loss. I'm Jim Hill.
And I'm Holly Wyatt. We're both dedicated to helping you lose weight, keep it off, and living your best life while you're doing it.
Indeed, we now realize successful weight loss combines the science and art of medicine, knowing what to do and why you will do it.
Yes, the and allows us to talk about all the other stuff that makes your journey so much bigger, better, and exciting.
Ready for the and factor?
Let's dive in.
Here we go. Welcome to Weight Loss And. I'm Jim Hill, along with Holly Wyatt. Holly, we've got a really interesting and important topic today. We're going to talk about success in managing your weight. And we're going to suggest it may be time to rethink that success. You know, many of our listeners are working very hard to manage their weight, but have they really thought about what their long-term goal is? When are they successful? How do we measure success? You know, our field has been very inconsistent about defining this. When I first started way back in the dark ages, we thought that success for people was getting back to a body mass index that wasn't in the obese or overweight category. In other words, a body mass index less than 25. But think about this. If you have someone, let's say you have a 5'5" woman, weighs 300 pounds, her BMI is 50. To get to a BMI below 25, she would have to lose 150 pounds, half of her body weight. So I think we realize that's not a very realistic measure of success. We also realized you don't have to get back to that BMI to really have benefits. So fast forward today, many healthcare professionals talk about a 5% or greater weight loss as being successful. And there are data to suggest that a 5% weight loss will improve your health. But Holly, how many of your folks would see 5% as a success?
Probably none of them. So what real extremes is what you're showing. You know, used to be 50%, and then medically we kind of came and said, well, 5% is successful.
So we're going to come back and talk about that. But the other measure of success is keeping weight off, you know, and we don't have any good measures there. You know, many years ago when Dr. Rena Wing and I started the National Weight Control Registry, we wanted to study people who had successfully maintained a weight loss. Well, there was no definition of what success looks like. So you know what we did? We made up one. We looked and there was nothing in the literature, and we said, okay, we have to have something. We debated, should it be 5%, 10%? And we said, in the interest of simplicity, let's call success maintaining at least a 30-pound weight loss for at least a year. And you know what? Everybody took that up as the measure of success. No data at all. So again, we don't really have any good definitions here. So you talk to a lot of people, Holly, that are managing their weight. How do they really feel about defining their success?
Yeah, this is really interesting because just recently I was doing kind of a team meeting with a group of individuals who I felt were very successful, and they had won a meeting with me from there. They competed in a competition and they got to come and ask me all their questions. And we stayed on for like 2 hours talking. And one of the questions I asked them during this meeting was, raise your hand if you feel like you're successful. And two people in this group raised their hand. And I was just like blown away because to me, almost every person in this group was successful, but yet they did not feel successful. And so it really is, we need to really rethink success, not only in the field, like you were talking about in terms of body mass index and the amount of weight loss that we can produce, but as an individual, because if you don't feel successful, if you can't recognize success, if you have such a narrow maybe definition, that's part of the problem, a narrow definition of what success is, or you're not really clear about what success is for you and you feel unsuccessful, my experience is that leads to you being more unsuccessful versus if you feel successful, you get that momentum of moving ahead. So I see this as a big obstacle for many people, not thinking about what success is or feeling success is really limited and that they are not successful when I look at them, my gosh, there is a lot of success in what they've accomplished.
Wow. So it really does suggest we need to rethink success.
I think so. Yeah. And not just medically, right? I know medically we can get into this and that's important, but individually, what do you think is success and not limiting it so much?
And you know, the wild card here is, we've talked about this before, the new weight loss medications are redefining success in losing weight. And I think one of the issues you and I want to explore is, should we base success just on weight measures? Should we come up with, here's success in weight loss, here's success in keeping it off? Or do we need to go beyond that and include some other kinds of things?
So because of the weight loss medicines that are now, you know, available in producing this larger amount of weight loss for more individuals, it really is even changing how we think about this more. Because before, it was kind of focused a little bit on how much weight, and a lot of people couldn't get to this level that they thought would be successful. Now some more people are going to be able to get to that 20-25% weight loss. Is that going to feel like success for them? Is that alone really going to be successful? And I think this will be interesting to watch, to see, because I'm not so sure. I'm not so sure that that weight loss alone is going to be it.
I keep thinking about someone that maybe goes on the medications. Maybe they lose 50 pounds, which a lot of people are using, losing that amount of weight, but they don't exercise. They don't particularly eat healthy. They're not very fit. They haven't sort of changed their mindset. Is that success?
Right. They don't feel any different. Yeah. I mean, that's the question. And we're going to get to see that, because more and more people are going to get to this level of weight loss.
I've always felt like that, again, you and I think, welcome these medications as tools, but they're tools. They're not the only solution. And the reason I'm excited about them is, let's face it, Holly, you and I struggle to get people to achieve the amount of weight loss with lifestyle that the drugs can achieve. So now, if people are reaching these goals, I think we have a wonderful opportunity to now say, okay, you've hit the weight goal. Now let's look at some of the other aspects of your life that might be important for what you want to achieve.
Right. It's the and part of it. I think we can get to the weight loss. Is that enough? Or is it weight loss and that really creates what people are wanting?
Okay. Let's talk about the and. We've talked about weight, and I think weight needs to be in there. I'm not saying forget about weight. Weight is one important part, but I think there's more than weight. What to you are the non-weight factors that we need to bring in as we start talking about success?
Well, there's a lot of them. But in addition to just weight, I think we need to think about the functionality of the body. So fitness level, can you actually do the things that you want to do? You know, so that fitness function piece of the body, to me, is also in there with success. Now, weight loss a lot of times goes hand in hand with that. You lose weight, you may increase functionality, but you may not. It depends on how you do it. It depends on what happens, right?
You know, and Holly, that's becoming more and more apparent to me as I get older, is I want to keep doing the things I want to do. I want to be able to lift that suitcase into the overhead and bring the groceries in. And weight loss doesn't fix that. You've got to actually use your muscles. And that's why I think we often recommend that people do some resistance exercise, because it allows you to keep your muscles functioning so you can do those important things in life.
Yeah. So when I have someone set a weight loss goal, and I believe in a weight loss goal, I know there is this fat acceptance movement out there that says we should not be setting weight goals, but I believe in setting a weight goal if that's what somebody wants. So, but when I set that weight goal, or we set that weight goal together, I'm also setting a functional goal, a body state goal that's kind of functional, fitness goal with it, because I do think they kind of go hand in hand. And you want to make sure as you're losing the weight, you're progressing in that area, you know, too, I guess.
And you and I have studied measures of long-term success over and over, and physical activity exercise constantly comes out. And I think it's so important. I'm just really skeptical that anybody, even with the medication, is going to be able to reach their goals over the long term without increasing their movement.
Yeah. A second goal that's set, and this is set by the medical community, and sometimes I believe the medical community has blinders onto this. This is the only thing that they want to look at in terms of success. They don't even necessarily want to look at weight, but they want to look at metabolic health.
Ah, yeah, defining it as, okay, are you managing your diabetes better? Are you healthy? And if we go to something I love, which is the quality of life, that's one important part of quality of life, but isn't everything. People can reach these metabolic goals, and that's great. That's not necessarily getting them all they want to do.
Yeah. So lowering blood pressure, improving cholesterol, you know, treating diabetes or preventing heart disease. I mean, there's so many things that we know body weight, body fatness, obesity is associated with. And I think as medical healthcare professionals, it makes sense. This is what we're dealing with. So we think this is really important. And we think success equals, you know, getting rid of this, treating this, preventing this. It's all about that. And I think yes, but not exclusively. That's not the only thing. And I get really mad at sometimes when doctors are on the show or talking, you know, and that's all they can see. And I'm like, yes, it's that. And that's not the only thing that is associated with success, but it's part of it.
And that's a big reason that you and I both feel like losing weight is an important goal, and weight should be in there. We're just saying it's not everything because, you know, we asked people really what their goals are in going on a weight loss journey. And as you know, we call it peeling the onion. So if you ask them, the first issue is like what you would expect. Oh, I want to control my glucose and lipids and everything else. But when you peel the onion, you find some different things, don't you?
Yeah. And that's what I tell other healthcare providers. I say, I know for you, you think that's the most important thing. But when you talk to your patient and you really get down to it, not just like you said, the first thing they say, not just the lip service, not just the, oh yeah, everybody, we want to be healthy. When you really get into what's motivating them, it's usually not that. It may start as that, but it's really something else in addition to that that's really motivating. It's really not getting that glucose down. It's about how they're going to feel and their life, what it's going to be like associated more than that. So I always say, while the healthcare providers may see that as the most important thing, I don't think that all of our patients, or maybe some, but a lot of patients don't see that as the most important thing. And I kind of get mad when healthcare professionals say, well, they should. Well, they don't. So, you know what? Get over it.
I think it's happiness, Holly. I keep saying over and over, what people want is happiness. Now, they think weight loss alone will get them to that, and it will do some parts of it. Improving metabolic, managing chronic disease, big part of happiness, not all of it. Happiness is relationships, how you feel about yourself. Are you engaged in life? I know one of the things you always talk about is people on the sidelines because they blame their weight for the fact they're not out engaged in life. And oftentimes losing weight, people think it's the answer, but it's not.
Yeah. And so it may be that and then something else. But if they don't recognize there's something else hooked to it with it, then they're going to lose the weight, but in the end, not get really what's motivating them, really what they want. I think the other kind of broad piece, and we're kind of hitting on it, is that mindset and that emotional resiliency that is associated kind of with success that no one really knows how to measure. So it's hard to know if you're successful or not, but I do think it's kind of like what you're talking about. How you want to feel is so important. And it's tied to that functional piece. It's tied to the weight loss. It's tied to the metabolic parameters. But it comes down to, yeah, I want to feel this way and engage in life this way and have these experiences. And that, to me, is part of the definition of success. I think the difficulty in that is we don't know how to measure it. Therefore, when I ask people, are you successful? They don't include that in, am I successful? Do I feel, you know, has my confidence increased, or am I happier, or am I feeling more connected? Or they don't include that in evaluating whether they're more successful or not.
So I would summarize our discussion to this point as saying, we think it's very clear that success has to include things other than weight. but we have no scale currently to measure that. So, Holly, how do we move forward here?
Yeah, that's, I think, one of the challenges. And, you know, we're trying to do that. I think we've kind of come up with some big buckets that we're putting people in and trying to measure them and see if we can kind of come up with a scale. Because let's face it, one of the reasons we use weight as how we measure success is because we can measure it very easily. We know exactly how many pounds you've lost. We can, you know, figure out a percentage. You get on the scale, it's yes or no, you know, very clear, versus some of these other things are not as, you know, they're more, you can't really measure them as clearly to say yes or no. So is there a way we can start measuring them and coming up with a score? We like a score. We like to see numbers change. You know, what would that look like?
So, do we have to solve problems on this podcast, or can we just get by with identifying the problem? Did we sign a contract that we have to come up with solutions, or is it okay just to talk about it?
I think it's okay to talk about it, because I think that awareness is always the first step. And that's what I was saying with this group that was saying they weren't successful. And I said, okay, let's step back and let's just be aware of what's happened. And that can lead to more, you know, to understanding. So I think awareness is problem solving.
So just making people aware that you need to think beyond weight and give us enough time to come up with solutions. But we are actually working on this. So talk a little bit about maybe how we see eventually developing a different way of measuring success.
Yeah. So I think we've been playing with the kind of three buckets, you know, three buckets to put things in. And those buckets that I'm going to talk about are interrelated. They're connected. They always are, right? They overlap. But the one big bucket is body state. And in that bucket of body state is weight, but is also that functionality, is that fitness, is that how does your body move, you know? And that is associated with success for so many people, because how you want to live your life is about that body. You're living your life in your body. And so, yes, I do think that that body is important. And, you know, there are other people who don't feel that way, but I do. And I do believe that that's one of the important buckets.
Is body state more than just a weight?
Yeah. It's that weight, but it's also that function. That's where I put function and fitness. I put that all together in there. You know, I'll digress and tell one story. I don't think I've told this before, but this really impacted me. I went to Santorini last summer. And if you're in Santorini, there's all these stairs you climb up. Now they have a cable car, because not everybody can get up all these stairs. So they now have a cable car that'll take you up.
Most Americans can't, right?
Most Americans cannot. So everybody took the cable car up. Got to be toward the end of the day, late afternoon, and the line for the cable car down over 2 hours. And it was in the sun, and in 2 hours, 3 hours, it was unclear, so long. And so people started walking down the steps, thinking they could make it down. So all the cruise ships were down at the bottom of these steps.
And it's downhill. You think that's pretty easy. It's not uphill.
Right. Now, it was super hot. These steps don't have handrails, really. They're slick. You know, this is Greece. This isn't, you know, compliant with rules at all. This is, you know, rock and granite and all this kind of stuff. Well, I started coming down. People literally were falling down because it was slick and hot, and they couldn't get up. So functionally, they could not take their body weight and stand up on these steps. And I was pulling people up, and people were trying to pull people up. And I just thought, wow, the function of your body weight and how you can function is important. Here is a life event. They're on vacation in Santorini. And when I got down to the end, it was like, wow, how must that feel to be down on the ground and not have the ability to stand up? How that must feel and limit you in certain ways. It really impacted me so much, thinking, no, we've got to have our function, our body state such that we can live our lives and we can stand up if we fall down. Because imagine how that must feel. So I put all that in that bucket.
So then improving body state would be, weight loss would be part of it, but not just weight loss. Weight loss combined with increasing functionality, which probably involves movement, maybe some resistance exercise.
Right. So losing weight, obviously just losing weight may help you be able to stand up, but not necessarily, right?
It isn't going to make your muscles stronger, really.
Right. And balance and other things. And so that's where interesting and with these weight loss medications, if you just lose the weight, but you don't do anything else, are you going to have that functionality or not? We're going to see pretty much, right? We're going to be able to see.
So you can measure that. You can measure body weight with a scale, and there are ways that you can measure functionality through a little short performance test. So it's possible to measure that.
We're actually doing that. We have some kind of unusual tests that we're doing that we think relate to functionality. And we're trying to see if we can do that so that people can see changes. Because like I said, people like to see changes.
All right. So we've got body state. What else?
So the second big bucket that we're thinking about is mind state.
Oh, I love it.
Shocker there. Shocker.
Yeah, really?
Uh-huh.
Dr. Wyatt thinks mind state's important. Hold the presses.
I know. Notice I started with body state. Mind state, second bucket, but they're all equal, I think, and important. And that's how you feel. And, you know, when I have someone set a goal, a weight loss goal, which we do, it's also about, well, how will you feel when you lose that weight? Because that's really what's important to you. I sometimes say, if you lose 50 pounds or 100 pounds, and nothing else changes, how you feel does not change. You just now are smaller. Would that be a success? And they say, no, but that's not going to happen because when I lose the weight, I'm going to feel this way. And I'm like, okay, all right, let's put that feel how you want to feel. I want to feel more confident. I want to have more energy. I want to, you know, feel sexy. I don't care what it is. It's whatever is important to you, right? How you want to feel. But that's really what's driving you. You want to change in that. And also how you think about things and how you engage in life and your cognitive orientation, meaning are you thinking about all the things that scare you? Or are you thinking about all the things you could do and the possibilities? And all that really goes into a big bucket, which I find to be really what's driving success for most people, but hard to measure.
Okay. How do you measure it?
Well, that's the question. I mean, we try to do scales and say on 0 to 10, how do you feel? But that's not quite as good, right? As stepping on a scale and seeing a number. But it really is about awareness in your life. And, you know, the people that said they weren't successful in this group that I was talking to, this team I was talking to the other night, I asked them, how are they feeling? Oh, yeah, I'm feeling happier. I have more energy. I'm like, then what? That is success. Come on, guys. Pay attention to that. Write that down. Remember that. Include it. Be aware of, yeah, I don't have happiness every moment of every day, but yeah, I have more moments of that now. I have more moments where I feel connected to my kids because I can go to the park with them and run around. I have more moments where I feel calm or whatever it is. Be aware, write it down, think about it and include it. But it's hard, Jim. I don't have the magic solution for that.
You know, Holly, it reminds me of the work we did with the National Weight Control Registry. And remember, these people were maintaining about a 70-pound weight loss, but they also, almost all of them, had significantly increased their physical activity. So they actually modified their body state, just as you suggested. And we asked them if life was better before or after weight loss. And overwhelmingly, life was better. Rarely did anyone say it wasn't. So again, the improving the body state will help the mind state. But the question is, can we do other things to the mind state to enhance it over and above improving the body state?
And Jim, maybe then what you just said is a solution a little bit. One of the questions to ask yourself, perhaps every day or maybe even every week, is my life better? You know, is it moving in that direction? Am I feeling better? And using that in addition to the scale to monitor your success.
I think it's so important. And unfortunately, most programs only give it lip service, if any service at all. Because again, I think what people understand when people go into a weight loss journey, the scale is the most important thing. So if I'm selling to somebody, I want to sell them something that moves the scale because that's going to get the short-term solution. One of the things that it brings up that I want to emphasize over and over, losing weight is different from keeping it off. What we're talking about now is long-term. there are so many ways to lose weight, and there's so many different things you can do to lose weight. But what we're talking is that state of keeping it off, the forever state. And this is where I think the mindset is maybe one of the most important things in determining who's going to be successful.
Yes. And I like what you said, that it, you can't just do lip service to it. I mean, you can't just say yes and check a box. It really does take, I want to say work. I just want to say, you know, working toward it, understanding it, putting some time into it, just like you put time into the diet and into the physical activity. And one of the things that I've noticed is sometimes in terms of the mind state, people come in and they can't even tell me what they want to feel. All they can tell me is what they don't want to feel. I know what I don't want to feel. I don't want to feel what I'm feeling now. I don't want to feel anxiety. I don't want to have fear that I'm going to develop type 2 diabetes. I don't want to go down the path that my mother went down, where she couldn't take care of herself. So I don't want to feel that way. But working on the mindset is about what do you want to feel, not what do you not want to feel. You can start there. But it's about spending time and being aware of what would success look like. Success is not feeling something, right? Success is what you want more of, not necessarily what you want less of. And spending some time to think about that, because I don't think we let ourselves think about it, or some people have never gone there. And that sounds crazy, but it's true.
Holly, is this where the concept of identity might come in?
I do. I do think it's identity, because if you're thinking about what you don't want and you're thinking about who you are not, that's very different than saying, who am I, and recognizing that and moving toward it. And when you do move toward who you are, it feels good. And that's part of success. When you start to feel good, that is part of weight loss success. That is part of what we're trying to do. So I do think it falls in here.
I think identity is so important, because I think we see a lot of people and their identity is as an overweight person. That's who they identify. And even when they lose weight, they're an overweight person struggling to keep the weight off. And I think what we try to help people understand is you can have a different identity. You can see yourself as a different person. And I think that's an important part of changing this mindset.
Well, that's success, right? Suddenly seeing yourself as who you really are. Oh my gosh, to me, that's bigger success than the weight loss on the scale. I think it's both, but I think it's even bigger when you have one of those moments where you suddenly realize who you really are and you're moving toward it and it feels good. I would rather have that, because that is so powerful. Yet people don't think of that as success, Jim. They don't include it in their success.
Well, we see that over and over. We've seen so many times where people have changed. It's almost as if they're a different person. I know you and I sometimes say what's really happened is now they're outside and inside match together. They're the person on the outside they've always felt on the inside. But to the outside world, it's almost as if they become a different person.
Yeah. And the third, there's one more bucket, Jim, and you're going to love this bucket. This is the bucket you talk about the most. I talk about mind state the most. I think this is the one you really talk about the most, is that life state, you know, and the body state and the mind state really create, I think them together, your body and your mind create this opportunity for your life state to change, to be successful. And that's your experiences. I put that as your experiences, which is what we're here. We're living life. And what are that experiences that you're having in that life state, and seeing that and changes in that as being success.
Ah, so how do you measure that, Holly?
Well, we do have some quality of life measures that have been standardized and put out there. They never excite me, because they tend to go in areas that I'm not sure are exact areas that I believe that a lot of people have, you know, want to go in. But you can kind of measure that. But once again, it's thinking about, is my life better? I think you said it, right? Is my life better? Am I moving toward a better life?
And that's what people want. They want the weight loss, but what they really want is a happier life.
But I want to say this, because I know where people will go with this, but body state can be part of that. Like, don't tell me that I can't want to change my body state, because it's really about happiness. It's only about happiness. No, it's about happiness. And if I want to change my body state and that's part of it, then I believe that you should be able to do that.
body state is such a big part of happiness that, again, if weight loss is important to you, we have the tools now to help you do that. And if that's part of your happiness, which I think it is for a lot of people, we should not discourage people from losing weight.
Or make them feel bad about it. I mean, I've had people make me feel bad. You know, Holly, you don't love yourself, or you're not, you know, because you want to lose 10 pounds or 15 pounds or whatever it is. And I'm like, no, who are you to tell me that? I'm not telling you have to lose 10 pounds, but don't tell me I can't.
It's up to the person. If you don't want to, if you want to keep your weight, you're not worried about your weight, you want to work on mind state or other behaviors, that's perfectly fine. But if you want to work on your weight, that's perfectly fine too.
Right. I'm not going to judge you. Don't judge me. You know, where is that? And I think, believe it or not, I mean, I'm an MD. I'm a healthcare provider. A lot of healthcare providers definitely feel strongly that, you know, it's got to be one thing is the thing. And I'm like, guys, where did that come from? Why do you get to decide that for your patients? I don't get that part of it.
Wow. So where are we here? This has been a wonderful discussion. And I think if people can take away the concept of, as you're thinking about success just beyond the scale, just being aware of that's important. And I think our group and other groups may be working on better ways to measure that and better ways to help you do it. So how do we pull this together for our listeners today?
Well, I have one listener question. I have one listener question we could put in.
We like those.
Yeah, because that helps us get some, making sure we're kind of getting some pie in the plate if we can answer this question, something. But one of the listeners kind of wrote, when will I be done? You know, and I said, well, what do you think is success? And success is when I'm finished. Right? When I'm finished, when will I be done? When will I not have to think about or worry about my weight anymore? That's success when this is over, in a sense. This, you know, journey is over. Wow. You know, and I do think people think about that as success. When I no longer have to think about my weight, then I'm successful in my weight management journey.
Well, Allie, I'm not sure that people will ever get to the point when they don't think about their weight. I go back to the National Weight Control Registry. These people are so successful. If you ask them, they say, look, I struggled at first. I know I'm going to keep the weight off. But they still tell you it's hard. They still tell you they have to work at it. They tell you life is better. So I don't think they get to the point where they don't think about it. I think they get to the point where they live a lifestyle that helps them maintain the weight. They think about it, but I'm not sure they obsess over it the way a lot of people do.
Oh, I agree. I don't think we should be thinking about success at an end point. I think this, you're going to continue. I actually do think it gets easier in the sense that you know what to do. So you don't feel as afraid that you're going to regain the weight. Right. And so for a lot of people, there's a big fear. I think even Rainey, our success person's talked about that. We did the interview with Rainey and she was like, yeah, at first I was scared to death I was going to regain. Now I'm not scared. So I think it gets better in that sense.
But the not scared part, I think, is establish a lifestyle and routines that are different from those that you had before you lose the weight. You can't go back and live life like you did before the weight loss. It's not like you go and do something temporarily, then you go back to living your life the way you did before. You have to do something permanent. But once you do that and you get the routine, it takes less effort to be successful.
You have these tools and you've had past experiences. So I think part of what I hear Rainey talk about and others, oh, I did regain some weight and I got it off and I know what to do now. And therefore I feel more confident. And therefore, and which brings me to this kind of definition of success. A lot of people think if I lose weight and I regain some of it, I'm not successful. And I'm like, where did that come from? Because I guarantee you, I regain weight all the time. I then will lose it, get back to a certain weight, and I feel very successful. You know, and so part of it is I know what to do. I have the tools. I have the support. I put it in place. That's success, being aware. I know when I've gained a few pounds, I know what to do. Oh, to me, that is success. I'm not going to beat myself up or say I'm unsuccessful because I've regained some weight. And that's what people do. That's what makes them feel unsuccessful.
So, Holly, I feel like we've almost just scratched the surface on this success thing. How can we continue this? What can we do to continue our sort of work to rethink success?
Yeah, so I've been thinking a lot about this because I do think this is an evolving topic. And it's so timely with these weight loss medications really throw in this new, well, more people are going to be, you know, achieving a certain amount of weight loss. So I like what we're doing with having the success visits like Rainey on. So if you have been successful in all different types of success, please send us an email and we want to have more of that on the show. But I think we also thought about, let's have some people who are just starting their journey or, you know, as the journey's going, and let's have them on the show and let's talk about different types of success as they're progressing real time.
Interesting to show maybe different ways that people have achieved success.
You know, and maybe they won't even see it. Maybe we can point it out. And if we can point it out, well, you know, the scale didn't go down as much as you anticipated, but now you're able to get on the ground and play with your kids. And that brings you a certain sense of whatever. I mean, we can point it out. I think not only would it help that person, but help other listeners who are also in a similar path.
I love it. You know, when we used to live in Colorado, we would hear people talk about, I want to climb a mountain. That's my goal. I want to be able to climb a mountain, even if it's a small mountain, climb a mountain.
Yeah.
I love that idea. I love the idea of following some real people and looking at how they see success.
Because I think then we can start to evolve it and we can start to maybe put some parameters around it. But I think the big thing is let's broaden it. It's so narrow. Let's broaden it. And that means we can include weight and other things. It's not, you know, one more thing, Jim, I just thought about this. I think one of the reasons why people don't want to broaden their definition of success is because they think of that if they say, okay, success is me having more moments of happiness or confidence or, you know, having more energy, that if they say that's success, that they have to let go of the weight loss, then they won't have the weight loss. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, yeah, that you're like, okay, I don't want to, it's like they think that if they say this is success, then it won't, they can't also have weight loss as an outcome of success.
They need to understand the concept of and, Holly.
Exactly.
It's weight loss and.
I always say, have our cake and eat it too. What a great analogy for us, right?
I hope our listeners are getting the sense that you and I think it's the and part that's really what's important here.
I think they've got that by now.
Okay, put it all together for us and let's conclude this one.
Well, I think this one is still open. It's evolving.
Okay, continue this one, not conclude.
So I think I want to have some of our listeners email us.
Oh, yeah. We love the listener questions.
The questions, but also, are you a success story? Want to be interviewed for a success story?
Oh, do you want to be on the podcast and tell your story?
Do you want to be on the podcast? Are you willing for us to follow you through your journey and look at success?
And becoming an international celebrity by being on Weight Loss and...
Reality podcast. That's what we have here. A reality podcast. Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
We don't know more TV shows. You're going to be on a reality podcast.
That's great, Holly. Love it.
All right.
Okay. We are going to continue this. The conclusion here, success has got to be more than just the number on the scale. We will continue. We will look at real people and how they've succeeded. So this is Jim and Holly signing off on another episode of Weight Loss And.
Bye, guys.
And that's a wrap for today's episode of Weight Loss And. We hope you enjoy diving into the world of weight loss with us.
If you want to stay connected and continue exploring the ands of weight loss, be sure to follow our podcast on your favorite platform.
We'd also love to hear from you. Share your thoughts, questions, or topic suggestions by reaching out at weightlossand.com. Your feedback helps us tailor future episodes to your needs.
And remember, the journey doesn't end here. Keep applying the knowledge and strategies you've learned and embrace the power of the and in your own weight loss journey.